ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹா. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹா. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 4 பாதா 4 சம்பத்யாவிர்பாகவாதிகரணம். சம்பத்யாவிர்பாவகா ஸ்வேன சப்தாத் முக்தா பிரதிஜானாத் ஆத்ம பிரகரணாத் அவிபாகேன திருஷ்டவியாதிகரணம் திருஷ்டத்வாதிகரணம் அவிபாகேன திருஷ்டத்வாத் பிரம்மாதிகரணம் பிராமேண ஜைமினிஹி உபன்யாசாதிப்யஹ சித்தி தன்மாத்திரேண ததாத்மகத்வாத் இதி ஔதுலோமிஹி ஏவம் அப்பி உபன்யாசாத் பூர்வபாவாத் அவிருத்தம் பாதராயணஹ. சங்கல்பாதிகரணம் சங்கல்பாதேவ து தஸ்ருதேஹே அத ஏவச்ச அனன்ய அதிபதிஹி அபாவம் பாதரிஹி ஆஹ ஹேவம். அபாவாதிகரணம் பாவம் ஜெய்மினிஹி விகல்ப ஆமனநாத் த்வாதசாகவத் உபயவிதம் பாதராயணோதஹ தன்வபாவே சந்தியவதுபபத்தேஹே பாவே ஜாகரவத். பிரதீபாதிகரணம் பிரதீபவாதேஷக பிரதீபவதாவேஷக பிரதீபவதாவேஷக ததாஹி தர்ஷயதி ஸ்வாப்யய சம்பத்யோ அந்யதரா அபேக்ஷம் ஆவிஷ்கிருதம் ஹி. வி சா அப் டு திஸ் சூத்ரா, 16th சூத்ரா, 4th பாதா, 4th சாப்டர், 549th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். நவ் லெட் அஸ் கண்டினியூ வித் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் அதிகரணம் அண்ட் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் சூத்ரா டுடே. 7th அதிகரணம் ஜெகத் வியாபாராதிகரணம் ஜகத் வியாபார வர்ஜம் பிரகரணாத் அசந்நிஹிதத்வாச்ச ஜகத் வியாபார வர்ஜம் பிரகரணாத் அசந்நிஹிதத்வாச்ச 17th சூத்ரா, 4th பாதா, 4th சாப்டர், 450th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. லெட் அஸ் சீ எ ஜெனரல் இன்ட்ரொடக்ஷன் டு திஸ் அதிகரணம். திஸ் அதிகரணம் ஹஸ் 6th சூத்ராஸ் and it is the last adhikaranam of the last pada of the last chapter of Brahma Sutra. And the subject matter of this adhikaranam is, in all the previous adhikaranams we talked of satyakama shakti and satya sankalpa shakti of the upasaka who had meditated all through his life. And according to tatkrita nyaya, which we already saw in the last class, Tatkrita Nyaya, he, a person, as a person meditates, so he becomes after death. That is that Nyaya. And that person has got now Satya Kamatvam and Satya Sankalpatvam. And he got Bhogas and could get Bhoga or Bhogya Srishti he could do. And even Manas Srishti he could do. So much creative power he will have, that Upasaka. And not only he has Srishti Shakti, he can maintain it also as long as he wants. He can sustain the Srishti also. At will he can resolve also. And thus we find he has Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, power. He got Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Shakti of various objects, bodies and mind. And our question is whether he can create the whole universe, maintain the universe and resolve the whole universe. That is the subject matter discussed here. In Bhoga Vishayas, yes, but Srishti of the entire creation is a different thing. So this includes the Pancha Bhutas, and Vyasacharya calls this as Jagat Vyaparaha. In this particular Adhikaranam, he calls it as Jagat Vyaparaha, the world business, we can say. It is world administration or operation business. This is generally attributed to Bhagavan, that we all know. He is the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karta. Jagat Vyapara means Srishti Sthiti Laya Kriyas. It is generally attributed to Ishvara. And the controversy here is, when Upasaka goes closer to Ishvara, whether he will get all the Aishwaryam, all the power of Ishvara with regard to this creation itself. That's the question. Or if you want to put it in a different language, whether the Upasaka's Aishwaryam is restricted or otherwise. Parichinnava, Parichinnava, or Aparichinnava. We are saying that the Aishwaryam is limited. Who says? Siddhanti says. He cannot become Ishvara himself. But the Purvapakshi argues that he must become Ishvara himself, and in support of this also, he gives some pramanam from various Upanishads. From Shruti, he quotes. First in Taittiriya Upanishad, he attains absolute power, such a Upasaka, he attains absolute power. In the first chapter, fifth section, third mantra, and also in the sixth section, second mantra of Taittiriya, it says, even devatas offer pujas to this Upasaka. Mahayati Brahma, Brahmana Bhava Sarve Veda Mahiyante, Bhuriti Vai Pranaha, Bhuvaitya Panaha, Suvariti Vyanaha, Mahayityannam, Annena Bhava Sarve Prana Mahiyante, Tava Yetas Chatasras Chaturdha, Chatasras Chatasro Vyahritayaha, Tayo Veda, Saveda Brahma, Sarve esmai deva balima bahanti. Sarve esmai devaha balima bahanti. Mahayiti brahmani apnoti swara ajyam. Apnoti manasaspatim. Vakpatis chakshushpatihi. Shrotrapatir vijnanapatihi. Etattato bhavati. He has absolute power and all devatas even respect them. Such a upasaka. And again in Chandogya Upanishad also, 7th chapter, 25th section, we saw this mantra earlier. Teshagum sarveshu lokeshu kamacharo bhavati. There is Shruti Pramanam in support of that. And there is this Tatkratunyaya. So he only tells the story of Jadabharata actually. Jadabharata's story is like that. So extend the same rule here. He should have Srishti, Stiti, Laya, Shakti like Ishvara. Who says? Purvapakshi says. Whereas Siddhantin says he does not have or cannot also inherit that power. Srishti, Stiti, Laya, Shakti, creation of the universe, he cannot have. He cannot even inherit that power, such a Upasaka. Ishvara is Upasana Paladhata. Ishvara is the one who is the Paladhata. He makes sure that none comes near him. That is the conclusion of this Adhikaran. He is the one who is the dispenser of all the palam to various jivarasis. And Vyasacharya gives two reasons in this sutra. One is called Prakaranat. Whenever there is a discussion of Ishvara, in all these Prakaranas, the Upanishad talks about one Ishvara and never mentions other Upasakas at all. In all these Prakaranas, only one Ishvara is talked about. Upanishad does not say that Jagat Karanam is Brahman. Srishti, Stiti, Laya, Kartrutvam is the very definition of Ishvara. If this power belongs to other Upasakas also, then the definition cannot become that of Ishvara. The Upasakas, they will use the word Brahman then. So Jagat Karanatvam and Ishvara Jagatvam, all they are all linked together, and Saguna Upasakas, it is not mentioned anywhere also. So Asannihidatvata in this sutra, it is almost the extension of the first sutra of this Adhikaranam. So Ishvara is mentioned, Saguna Upasaka is not mentioned, and therefore Saguna Upasaka does not have the Aishwaryam or the power of any kind of that of Ishvara. So the commentators also, they give two more reasons. If there are many Ishwaras, for example, all Upasakas also have the same power like the Ishvara. So then there'll be many Ishwaras who are all Upasakas otherwise. There'll be utter confusion. Why? Since one Ishvara will take to create, while others may do some other action. There'll be karma pala dhanam also. That'll be different from one Ishvara to another. And any difference among many Ishvaras will definitely create confusion. And the third and the final clinching reason, actually a A commentator like Anandagiri gives this. Saguna Upasaka will not have an opportunity to use the power at all. If Saguna Upasaka, what power? Creative power. If Saguna Upasaka has to do Srishti, create, either he has to create the current world or he has to create the next world. If a Saguna Upasaka has to have the power of creation, either he has to create the current world or he has to create the next world. He cannot create the current world because it's already created and it is already present. So create the next world, then this world has to go to pralayam. Then only next world can be created. Then what happens at the time of pralayam? This we have seen earlier. At the time of pralayam, all saguna upasakas who have gone to brahmaloka, they will get nirguna brahma jnanam and get liberated from brahmaloka. Then there will be only one Ishvara to carry on the creation with all Saguna Upasakas having merged into that Brahman. Saguna Upasakas, they don't exist since Upasaka is an individual. Then how can they create the world? Therefore also, Saguna Upasakas will have restricted powers only to enjoy the powers in Brahmaloka. They have gone to Brahmaloka. They have got a lot of powers. Powers with respect to pleasures, bogas. But not with respect to creation, sustenance, and also all those other things which Ishvara does. Now let us see the word analysis of the sutra. Purvapakshi says he has all of them. Siddhantin says no, that's what Vyasacharya is establishing here in the sutra. Jagat vyapara varjam prakaranat asannihitatvaccha. Jagat vyapara varjam. What is that? Powers of upasakas exclude control of the world. How? Prakaranat, this is known from the context of creation. Cha asannihitatvat, from the absence of the mention of the upasaka in this context. Because in the context of creation, upasaka's name is not mentioned, only Ishvara is mentioned. Now let us see the significance of the words. Jagat vyapara varjam aishwaryam. The power of the upasaka's, Aishwaryam here refers to the power of the upasakas, is Jagat Vyapara Varjam. He has all the powers excluding, without Jagat Vyapara of the world, creation of the world, operation. Operation is the literal word, meaning here Jagat Vyapara, operation, and it is Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, business. All the things the upasaka cannot have. Varjam. Varjam means without that function. He is closer to Ishvara. True. But he is not Ishvara. Closer to Ishvara, but he is not Ishvara. Prakaranat. Prakaranat from the Srishti Prakarana. And Vyasacharya means here, when you study Srishti Prakaranam, you come to know of only one Ishvara and not many Ishvaras. Asannihitatvat means the Saguna Upasaka is nearer to Ishvara, but he cannot be Ishvara. Non-proximity of the upasaka, and it is that upasaka's name is nowhere near in the context of creation. Nowhere it is said in Shruti that upasaka creates a creation. Therefore, we know he doesn't get powers of creation, that is, doesn't have powers of creation. Cha means both reasons are taken as one common reason. There'll be a lot of confusion otherwise. Let us go to the next sutra. Pratyaksha Upadeshaditi Chet na Adhikarika Mandasthoktehe. Pratyaksha Upadeshaditi Chet na Adhikarika Mandasthoktehe. 18th Sutra, 4th Pada, 4th Chapter, 551st Running Brahma Sutra. Here Vyasacharya answers the Purvapakshi. The Purvapakshi has a question. And the first part of this sutra up to Iti Chet. Pratyaksha Upadeshaditi Chet. Up to that is the Purvapakshi. His question. And later portion is our answer. Na Adhikarika Mandastoktehe. Up to that is Siddhadin's answer. Now the Purvapakshi says, I cannot accept your argument because Upanishad says that Saguna Mukta Purushaha gets unrestricted powers. From Taittiriya Upanishad and all, he quoted, we just read. So I cannot accept your argument, is Purvapakshi's contention regarding this powers of the upasaka, the creation, the power to create, creation power. So you should accept Upasaka as Ishvara with Jagat Vyapara Aishwaryam. So accept Upasaka himself as Ishvara, goes to Brahma Loka, and he is Ishvara there, and Jagat Vyapara Aishwaryam he has, creation and all that. Veda says so. His argument is, direct statements of Veda supports that Upasaka will be equal to God. This is said actually in Taittiriya Upanishad that we just read. Apnoti Swarajyam, Apnoti Manasaspatim, Vagpatihi, Chakshushpatihi, Shrotrapatihi, Vijnanapatihi, Etattato Bhavati. All that it says, Satyatma Pranaramam Mana Anandam, Shanti Samruddham Amritam. All that, the survey Devaha Balim Abhanti. So there's the word Swarajyam in the Upanishad, that one gets absolute freedom, Swarajyam. He is not under anyone, says the Upanishad. So Upasaka becomes Ishvara, it says. And Vedanta says Upasaka is under the control of original Ishvara with unrestricted powers. Original Ishvara has unrestricted powers. Upasaka will have only restricted powers. That means Upasaka is not totally free. Swarajyam, all those things cannot really apply to him. Therefore, Purvapakshi says, in your Siddhanta, Upasaka cannot have Swarajyam, Swatantriyam, and Upasaka will have Paratantriyam only. Swatantriyam is possible only when power is unrestricted, uncontrolled. Always there will be problem. Who is most powerful between this Upasaka and Ishvara? Who is most powerful? Karma Upasana will not have absolute power. Karma and Upasana will not give absolute power. Purvapakshi quotes the Vakyam and says that he has absolute power. He quotes from Upanishad. Siddhantin says it's not possible, whereas he says from the Upanishad itself it's possible. Vyasacharya says no to the question. He says, if you studied the very same Taittiriya Upanishad, you will get the answer. He says, read it again. And Vyasacharya argues, after getting Swarajyam, he is supposed to go to Manasaspatim. Apnoti Swarajyam, Apnoti Manasaspatim. So after getting Swarajyam, he is supposed to get Manasaspati, supposed to become Manasaspati. And the word Manasaspati here refers to original absolute Ishvara only. That is Vyasacharya's argument. If a person is Manasaspati, he is the original absolute Ishvara only. The controller of all the minds is Ishvara. Manasaspati means the controller of all minds. And it is in the Surya Mandalastha Adhikarika Ishvara, the one who is in the Surya Mandalam, who is meditated upon. He is referred to here, Manasaspati here in Taittiriya. So one who gives karma palam according to karma and upasana, and all the saguna upasakas who arrive at Brahmaloka must meet Ishvara in Manasaspati Rupa Narayana. So all those people who come to Brahmaloka, Vaikuntha Loka, Kailasa Loka, wherever it is, they will meet there the Ishvara as the Manasaspati Rupa Narayana or Shiva, whatever, Brahmaji. It is like the employer of the institution who appoints various recruits. The employer gives limited powers to the employee. So is Ishvara. He takes the upasakas under him and gives powers to them. And the powers he gives is according to their karmas and not unrestricted, but it is Vishaya Bhogaha. These are all bogas. The power of sense pleasures only he enjoys. So for Bhoga Prapti, if he wants, several bodies he can have. That's what we already said, he can take several bodies and all that we mentioned. For Bhoga Prapti, to get bogas, he can take several bodies. It is Bhogeshwara Aishwaryam he gets, not limitless powers for Srishti Stiti Laya. Therefore, Saguna Mukta Upasaka has limited powers for Bhoga and do not extend this to Srishti Stiti Laya of Ishvara. Now let us see the word analysis. Pratyaksha Upadesha Aditi Chet Na Adhikarika Mandastokthehe. Pratyaksha Upadeshat. This is Purupakshi's argument. The Upasaka's unrestricted powers is known from the direct reference in this Shruti. We just now quoted from Taittiriya Upanishad, Apnoti Swarajyam and all that. Iti chet, if this is the contention of the Purvapakshi, it is not so, na, replies Vyasacharya. So Siddhanti says, if this is the contention of Purvapakshi, it is not so. Adhikarika mandalastha uktehe. Because Ishvara is mentioned separately as one approached by Upasaka. Ishvara is the one who is mentioned as the one who is approached by the Upasaka. Now let's see the word significance. Pratyaksha upadeshat. From the Vedic statements, Panchami Vibhakti here, because of the direct statement of Taittiriya Upanishad, which reveals the unrestricted powers of Upasaka, apnoti swarajyam and all that, apnoti swarajyam reveals unrestricted powers of the Upasaka. If such question is raised by the Purvapakshi, we cannot accept that question because it is said so in the Taittiriya Upanishad. How it is said? Adhikarika and Mandalastha are two adjectives attached to Narayana Ishvara. Even before the Upasaka came to Brahmaloka, Ishvara was there. Even before this Upasaka came to Brahmaloka, Ishvara was already there. Adhikarika means one who controls the deserving people by giving them with appropriate powers. He has the Adhikaritvam. He gives the deserving people the appropriate powers according to their own karma or upasana and all that. That controlling boss is called Adhikarika. Alaters are called Adhikaris. Mandalastaha means Surya Mandalastaha, the one who is in the Surya Mandala. Generally, Ishvara is involved in Surya Mandala. Normally, that is how it is referred. Surya Mandala, Matyavarti, Narayana and all that thing we say in the Sanyavandana Karma also. So Jiva Ishvara Aikyam is said in the scripture that Bhagavan is invoked in the orb of the sun. And this orbit is called Surya Mandala. Uktehe. Uktehe is a statement. So this refers to separate mention of Ishvara. It is separate from Saguna Upasaka. He is different from Ishvara. Then he goes to Apnoti Manasaspatim. That is also said here in the Upanishad. The Upasaka goes to Ishvara as his boss. And the Upasaka asks, what are the powers I have? What are my allocations? All these things indicate that Upasaka is under Ishvara only. He wants so many portfolios. What are the assignments I got? He asks Ishvara. Because of this statement, Upasaka has only restricted powers and not unrestricted powers like Ishvara. And if he is under Ishvara with restricted powers, why did the Upanishad then say the word, use the word Swarajyam? As Upanishad says very clearly, Swarajyam refers to unlimited powers with regard to what? Bhoga Shakti. Yes, that statement is right, but that refers to only Bhoga Shakti, pleasures. Bhoga Shakti, he is the master for that. It is like a person having infinite powers in his company and in another company, he cannot do anything. So also Upasaka can have power with respect to himself in the bogas and not in any other realm as Ishvara has. Let us go to the next sutra. Vikaravarticha tatahi stitim aha. Vikaravarticha tatahi stitim aha. 19th sutra, 4th pada, 4th chapter. 552nd running Brahma Sutra. Now, the Upasaka is disappointed. Why? Because the Upasaka thought by going to Brahmaloka, by practicing Upasana and all that, one can go to Brahmaloka and there he can become Ishvara himself. That's what he thought. Now, the restriction is mentioned after going to Brahmaloka and he thinks something is wrong somewhere. He thinks meditator should become what he meditated upon. Tatkrita Nyaya we already saw. In Tatkrita Nyaya, this is a violation of that Nyaya. Because I meditated upon Ishvara, but what I have got is not that. So therefore, he raises an objection for which answer comes in this sutra. So Tatkrita Nyaya means whatever you meditate, you become that. That is the Nyaya we already saw in the last class. Therefore, this Purvapakshi, he raises Upasaka, raises a question, he raises an objection, for which answer comes in this sutra. So as a person meditates, so he becomes. Is this Tatkrita Nyaya? And Upasaka meditated upon Ishvara with all the powers, including Satyakamatvam, Satyasankalpatvam, all that we saw already. Then how you say that he has the restricted powers only? And Vyasacharya says that Tatkrut Nyaya is not at all violated here. Don't say there is any violation. You have to understand this only properly. Vyasacharya contends. Whatever be the Lord, whatever be the object or virtues, those he will get. Whatever virtues the Lord has, objects, virtues, vishayas, he will get. Ishvara has several features. And whatever feature he meditated upon, he will get that features he meditated upon. Ishvara has so many features. So this Upasaka meditated upon some features. And whatever he meditated upon, he will get. We all know that Saguna Ishvara has got many features. And Vyasacharya takes one example. And that is Nirguna Chaitanya Swarupam. The Nirguna Chaitanya Swarupam of that Ishvara, this guy should have meditated upon. He has the Paramarthika Nitya Muktatva Amsha. That Nirguna Chaitanya Swarupam of that Ishvara, it has got Paramarthika Nitya Muktatva Amsham. It has. That Amsham is there in that Ishvara. But the Saguna Upasaka, what did he do? He did not meditate upon this particular aspect at all. The Paramarthika Nitya Muktatva Amshat, he never meditated upon that. He is not even aware of that Nirguna Swarupam. And since he has not meditated upon that Swarupam, that Nitya Muktatva Amsha, he did not get it. He did not get that Mukti. It is not a violation of Tatkrut Nyaya. Whatever he meditated on, he got it. But this is the ultimate one. To get real Mukti, he did not even know about it. So he did not get it, the Nirguna Swarupam of that Ishvara. So this is Tatkrut Nyaya. And what he did not meditate upon, he did not become. So there is no violation of this Tatkrut Nyaya. In Chandogya Upanishad, in the Ashta Guna Visishta Ishvara, the Srishti Stiti Laya is not mentioned. We know this mantra. Yaha Atma Apahata Papma Vijaraha Vimrityuhu Vishokaha Vijigatsaha Apipasaha Satyakamaha Satyasankalpaha. So this mantra, this Yaha Atma Apahata Papma. So all those eight gunas, Jagad Vyapara Aishwaryam is not mentioned in this. Apagata Patma Vasar, Vijaraha, Vimrityuhu, Vishokaha, Vijigatsaha, Apipasaha, Satyakamaha, Satyasankalpaha. All those eight gunas are mentioned. But it does not mention Jagad Vyapara Aishwaryam, the ability to create the Srishti. It is not in the Upanishad Vakyam. And since that is not mentioned here, there is no question of attaining that Shakti. By doing the upasana, one cannot attain that Shakti that is not meditated upon. So no such upasana is mentioned elsewhere. So Jagat Vyapara is not upasya amsha. It is not the thing which is meditated upon, and therefore there is no question of upasaka becoming Ishvara with that amsha. Now the general analysis of the sutra, Sutra 19. And this and the next sutra are odd ones actually, where Vyasacharya talks about Nirguna Swarupam of Ishvara. Because we already said only Swaguna Swarupam only is talked about in these various sutras. But Vyasacharya talks about Nirguna Swarupam here. And this is odd information because our context is only Saguna Upasaka's meditation of Saguna Ishvara that we already mentioned in the beginning. And as a result of that, he goes to Brahmaloka, which is called Saguna Mukti. We already gave all these different Mukti, Saguna Mukti, and it is not Krama Mukti. Going to Brahmaloka is Saguna Mukti. From Brahmaloka, if he gets Nirguna Jnanam and goes to this thing, that is Nirguna Mukti, that is Krama Mukti. And we have already seen Nirguna Jnana Palam in the first part of this Adhikarana. The Nirguna Jnana Pala. After going to Brahmaloka, if one gains Nirguna Jnanam, and that palam is what? That is Krama Mukti. So here Vyasacharya mentions, Ishwara's Nirguna Swarupam. It is not the context here, but still he mentions it here. Vyasacharya does not mention any connection why he is doing it here. But Shankaracharya and other commentators, they give the connection in their bhashyas. Now we will do the two sutras separately and independently also, so that the meaning out of the context. And then after completing the two sutras, then let us try to see the connection between the two sutras. Now I will give you the general analysis of this sutra. Vikaravarticha tathahi stitim aha. Vikaravarticha tathahi stitim aha. 19th sutra, 4th pada, 4th chapter, 552nd running Brahma Sutra. Here Vyasacharya says, Ishwara is Nirguna Swarupam also. By using the word also, Vyasacharya accepts the Saguna Swarupam, and in addition to that, the higher nature of Nirguna Swarupam is also there. That is, the Saguna Swarupam is a lower nature. The higher nature is Nirguna Swarupam. Saguna Swarupam is subject to change, and it is also called Vikaravarti. Vikaravarti is Saguna Swarupam subject to change, Vikaras. That is Saguna Swarupam, which is within the field of change. Nirguna Swarupam is not subject to change. And the changeless Nirguna Swarupam is Vikara Avarti Swarupam. So Vikara Varti Swarupam is subject to change, Saguna Swarupam. Vikara Avarti Swarupam is not subject to change. It is not within the change. That means Vikara Atita Swarupam. It is beyond change. Or it is Nirvikara Swarupam. We can call it Nirguna Swarupam. All are same. Vikara Atita Swarupam, Nirvikara Swarupam, Nirguna Swarupam, all are same. And Vyasacharya says here, Ishwara has got Nirguna Swarupam. Ishwara has got Nirguna Swarupam. And what is the proof that Ishwara has got Nirguna and Saguna Swarupa? What is the proof? Vyasacharya says there are Veda Pramanams. Etavanasya Mahima. In Purusha Suktam, it refers to Saguna Swarupam of the Lord. It has infinite glory. It is, of course, within the Vikara. Vikara means all these changes. And beyond that Ishwara, there is someone called Nirguna Swarupa Brahman. And if you want the proportion, Upanishad even gives that. What is the proportion of the Nirguna Swarupa? The Upanishad gives an approximate mathematical calculation. Saguna Swarupam is only 1/4 and 3/4 is Nirgunam. Padho Sevishwa Bhutani Tripada Syamritam Divi. And the net result is that Ishwara has got Sagunam and Nirguna aspects. So that is what is to be understood there, both Saguna and Nirguna aspect. And in Chandogya Upanishad, in the 3rd chapter, 12th section, 6th mantra, we have seen this also. This Purushasutta mantra is akin to this. It repeats actually the above Purushasutta mantra. Tavanasya mahima tato jayagascha purushaha. Padose sarva bhutani, darvishva bhutani, sarva bhutani, tripadasya amritam divi iti. That is the Chandogya mantra. Tavanasya mahima, etavanasya mahima there, tato jayagascha purushaha. So all those things, this is exactly similar to the Purushasutta mantra. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Vikara varti cha tathahi stitim aha. Cha means moreover. Vikara varti. So here Brahman has a higher nature which is changeless. He, because aha shruti talks about the stitim. The existence of Ishwara in that manner. So he has got Vikara Avarti means Vikara Atitam. Vikara Avarti means Brahman has got a higher nature which is changeless. Vikara Avarti. Vikara Atitam. It is an adjective to Swarupa. Vikara Avarti Swarupa. Nirvikara, it means attribute less. Cha means also. In addition to Saguna Swarupam, Stitim Aha means Shruti talks about what. Aha means it is said, it's expressed where. in the Shruti. Shruti talks about Ishvara's existence, sthiti. Tatha, in that man. So Ishvara has Nirguna Swarupam, that is what Shruti mentions. And it is also further corroborated in the next sutra also. Darshayatashchaivam pratyakshanumane. Darshayatashchaivam pratyakshanumane. 20th sutra, 4th pada, 4th chapter, 553rd running Brahma Sutra. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya says, he gives the same idea actually. It is further supported by other Shruti and Smriti Vakyams also. Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means Shruti Pramanam. Pratyaksha Pramanam, Shruti Pramanam. It is said in the Shruti. Shruti means Vedas. Just as Pratyaksha Pramanam is independently valid, Shruti Pramanam is also independently valid in this context. That is how we should understand. Anumanam. Anumanam refers to Smriti Pramanam. Pratyaksha Pramanam refers to Shruti Pramanam. Anumana Pramanam here refers to Smriti Pramanam. Just as Anumana Pramanam is dependently valid on Pratyaksha. Because Anumanam, inference, always depend upon Pratyaksham only. It is not independent. Whereas Pratyaksha Pramanam is independent. Similarly, Shruti Pramanam is also independent. Whereas Smriti is like Anumanam. It is Smriti Pramanam. Anumanam depends upon Pratyaksham. Anumanam is also valid Pramana in this case. Because it depends upon Pratyaksham, it is a valid Pramana. Smriti Pramana. This reveals Ishvara's Nirguna Swarupa. And what is the Shruti Vakyam kept in mind here? In Kathopanishad, second chapter. Second section, 15th mantra. It's a very popular mantra. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto bhanti kutoyam agnihi. Tameva bhantam anubhadi sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Popular mantra. And it says, Brahman's higher nature is that which cannot be illumined by Surya, Chandra and all. Nema vidyuto bhanti kutoyam agnihi. So, natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Either Surya or Chandra, any of those luminaries cannot. That is, cannot be illumined by any of them. It is not illumined by any pramanam. It is therefore aprameya. And therefore, it is beyond the triputi. Therefore, it is desha kala atitam. And therefore, it is nirvikaram. It is beyond space and time. And it is nirvikaram, changeless. So the same idea is repeated in the Smriti Pramanam in Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter. Natat vasayate suryaha, nashashanko napavakaha, yadgatvana nivartante, taddhamam paramam mama. 6th shloka in 15th chapter. Neither the sun nor the moon nor fire can illumine the supreme abode of the Lord. And having gone there, one does not return. Yadgatva na nivartante, to this material world again. Therefore also, Vyasacharya says, Ishvara has got higher nirguna swarupam. Even though he does not say why he said so, Padi Shankaracharya gives the answer. Because Shruti, Smriti, Pramanas, they reveal Ishvara's Nirguna Pramanam. Ishvara's Nirguna Pramanam is given by Shruti and Smriti Granthas. Even though Vyasacharya does not explicitly say that here. Now let us give the word analysis of this sutra. Darshayatas chaivam pratyakshanumane. Cha means again, pratyaksha anumane. Pratyaksha is Shruti, anumanam is Smriti. So Smriti, Shruti and Smriti even reveal in this manner. The words of significance is what now? Pratyaksha anumane. Prathama vyakti, it is dvachanam. So darshayataha, it is believed. Believed means evam. Evam in this manner. It is believed in this manner. What is that? Nirguna swarupena vartamana. That Ishvara has nirguna swarupam also. That is how it is. In this manner, it should be understood. It is believed. This is in addition to those given above, whatever we put all the Saguna Swarupam and all that. So this is more reinforcement of the previous sutra only. how to connect this with the present topic? Saguna Upasaka in Brahma Loka has got the facility to create, preserve and destroy. That is the topic. Does he have or not? And commentators in Brahma, they talk about three important corollaries from this sutra. Saguna Upasaka in Brahma Loka has got the faculty to create, preserve and destroy. Can he do that? Like Ishvara. And the commentators, they talk about three important corollaries from this sutra. Saguna Upasaka meditates upon Saguna Ishvara and his Upasya Devata excludes Nirguna Brahman that has higher Nirguna Swarupa. He gets whatever he meditated upon. Tatkratu Nyaya is valid. But he did not meditate upon Nirguna Brahman. He meditated upon Saguna Ishvara only, which as a Upasya Devata, and so his Upasya Devata, it excludes Nirguna Brahman that has higher Nirguna Swarupam. And Saguna Upasaka is Ajnani with regard to Saguna Brahman. He is Ajnani still. He has not got Jnanam yet. Therefore, Ishvara Upasana is incomplete. That is, Nirguna Brahma Upasana is incomplete. Because of this Upasana, Ishvara and the Palam he can get is what? Nearer to Ishvara, not Ishvara. He can go to near to Ishvara. The total Ishvara is reserved for Jnani only. Since he gets total like him, and Ishvara is Brahman, he is not Saguna Ishvara. He gets total like him at the time of departure. Only Jnani merges with Ishvara totally. All these Upasakas, they can go and get attached to the Ishvara there. In, you know, each one can be around the Ishvara and all. They can all the Savalokyam, Samipyam, all that they can have. So, Vyavahara Drishtya, he merges. Paramatika Drishtya, he joins to get Nirguna Brahma Aikyam, he has to get. Saguna Ishvara has part of the Nirguna Brahma. It's only part. So, he does not enjoy the total freedom. Even the Saguna Ishvara, he meditates is what? Nirguna Brahman only. That's what he has to meditate upon. That Saguna Ishvara as Nirguna Brahman, if he does that, then he would have got what he meditated upon. It is only Ashtaguna Vasishta Ishvara is Saguna Ishvara. As I just mentioned from the Chandogya Upanishad, all the eight different gunas. Satya Kamatam, Satya Sankalpam and all that, including all of them. So that is what he meditated upon. So it does not include Jagad Vyapara Shakti. Jagat Vyapara Shakti means creative Shakti, creation of the entire universe, creation, sustenance and life. Because it is not included in Ashta Gunas that we mentioned just now in Chandogya. Therefore, Tatkratu Nyaya is second corollary. That is also validated. Because he did not meditate upon, what he meditated on, he got. And the third one is, suppose a person claims Satya Kamatvam, Satya Sankalpatvam and all that, includes Jagat Vyapara Shakti. If somebody claims that it includes Jagat Vyapara Shakti also, includes Jagat Srishti and also all that, then the Upasaka claims some other meditation that includes creation aspect also, all of them. If a person does all that, says all the Satya Sankalpatvam and all that thing, he gets Satya Kamatvam, all that includes that also, Jagat Vyapara also, including creation and all that. Chandogya Upanishad, the third chapter, 14th section, first mantra, where Jagat Karana Bhuta Ishvara is mentioned there. Sarvam kalu idam brahma tajalaniti shanta upasita ata kalu krutumayaha purushaha yata krutuhu asmin loke purusho bhavati tatetaha pretya bhavati sakratum kurvita. Suppose a Saguna Upasaka meditates on Ishvara with creative power. He meditates on Ishvara with creative power. Then naturally Upasaka will claim that power as he has meditated upon that Ishvara. So I should get as I meditated, tatkratu nyaya is there. And get Jagat Vyapara Shakti also should be included in that. Then we say, such persons also will not get Jagat Vyapara Shakti. Why? Since it will not be applicable in this Upasana and it will be an exception for Tatkratu Nyaya. Because it will not be applicable in this Upasana, then a person, Jagat Vyapara is not applicable in this Upasana. You are talking about Saguna Ishvara. So Tatkrita Nyaya is, then it will be an exception. So we have already seen Tatkrita Nyaya is not applicable in Panchagni Vidya. Panchagni Vidya we already seen in Chandogya. So actually in Pradhanani also. So we will say in this case also it will be an exception. Then the Upasaka will argue, and for that, he can again argue, because he will always try to find any reason not to violate Tatkruta Nyaya because it is in his favor. That's what he thinks. For that, the commentator says, if you apply the law, there will be so many problems. If you apply that law, okay, and say there is no exception, they apply it. If one meditates upon Jagad Vyapara Ishvara, the Ishvara who is capable of creation, sustenance and laya, and gets Srishti Stiti Laya power, that power, then what will happen? There will be many Ishwaras. And we know Veda talks about only one creator. Then it will be Shruti Virodha. If there are many such creators, then it will be Shruti Virodha, because Shruti talks about only one creator. And the second problem will be, if there are many gods, then there will be many confusion also. One god may decide to do Srishti, another god might decide to do destruction. So whatever it is, there will be confusion. So there will be chaos, and therefore Upasakas cannot become Ishwara status, they cannot have. Even if he gets Srishti Stiti Laya Shakti, it will be totally useless, because at the time of Pralaya, they all merge into Ishwara. And then how can they create the next Srishti? Because they all already have merged with Ishwara at the time of Pralaya in Brahmaloka itself. Therefore, the conclusion is what? Saguna Upasaka is lower than Ishwara. Therefore, Vyasacharya says that the Upasaka is never like a Nirguna Jnani. He is never like a Nirguna Jnani. Let us go to the next sutra. Bhoga Matra Samya Lingacha. Bhoga Matra Samya Lingacha. 21st Sutra, 4th Pada, 4th Chapter, 554th Running Brahma Sutra. Let us do a general analysis. Actually, we have other Shruti Vakyams also, which indirectly indicate the Upasaka does not have Srishti Stiti Laya Shakti. He becomes closer to Ishwara, but he does not have this Shakti. And the Vakyam they kept in mind in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 1st chapter, 5th section, the Brahmanam, 20th and 23rd mantras. Sayataitam devatam sarvani bhutan avanti, bhutani avanti, evam ham, evam vidagam sarvani bhutani avanti. Kincham, Imaha Prajaha Shochanti, Amayeva Asam Tadbhavati, Punyameva Amum Kachati, Nahavai Devan Papam Kachati. That is the 20th mantra of Brahmanam, first chapter. Yetasai Devataye Sayujyakam Salokatam Chayati. That is the 23rd mantra. So, as all the beings, they honor that deity, Ishwara. So, all beings honor him who knows that. And all the satyam, he attains identity with that deity or lives in the same world with it. That's what Saijyakum Salokatam Jayati they get. So Ishwara is served by all devatas. And the Saguna Upasaka who becomes equal to Ishwara, the Samashti, and that Ishwara is also served by other devatas. So Upasaka will get service from all the beings. Sarvehi Ismai Deva Balima Vahanti, we already saw that. Service from all beings and devatas. And this refers to bhoga prapti alone. Important. He gets service and all from all the beings and devatas. That refers to only bhoga prapti. Bhogas. The upasaka equality to Ishwara is only with respect to bhoga. It is not in Srishti Sthiti Laya. He is not getting the power of kartrutvam. He enjoys and he cannot create. He enjoys all the bhogas. So this Upasaka gets Salokyam. Loka means the field of enjoyment only here. Salokyam means the Saguna Upasaka also will get similar field of enjoyment. And in the enjoyment of pleasures, Ishwara, Hiranyagarbha, or Upasaka, they become identical. Correct. No Samyam with respect to Srishti, Stiti, Laya, Shakti. It indirectly reveals restricted Aishwaryam with regard to creation. He cannot create Srishti Sthiti Laya. Now let's see the word analysis quickly. Bhoga Matra Samya Lingat Cha. Cha means also. Bhoga Matra Samya Lingat. From the scriptural reference to the equality with respect to enjoyment, Bhoga Matra. Upasaka does not have unlimited powers. Only Bhoga Matra he gets the powers. Let us see the significance of the words. Bhoga Matra Samya Lingam. Indirectly, it indicates the Shruti statement, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, that I just read. ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఫిఫ్త్ బ్రాహ్మణం 20th మంత్ర 23rd మంత్ర. సో సగుణ ఉపాసక ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ టు ఈశ్వర ఆర్ హిరణ్య గర్భ బోత్ బీయింగ్ సమష్టి. హిరణ్య గర్భ ఈశ్వర సమష్టి అండ్ ఈక్వాలిటీ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు భోగ మాత్రం, ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఓన్లీ. దట్ మీన్స్ నాట్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ విత్ రిగార్డ్ టు ద వరల్డ్ ఆపరేషన్స్. జగత్ వ్యాపార, జగత్ వ్యాపార ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ సృష్టి స్థితి లయ. సో తస్య లింగం, తస్య లింగం హియర్ శృతి వాక్యం, రెఫర్స్ టు శృతి వాక్యం. తస్మాత్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ ఆల్సో వి కన్క్లూడ్ దట్ సగుణ ఉపాసక డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ జగత్ వ్యాపారం, దాట్ శక్తి హీ డజంట్ హ్యావ్. లెట్ అస్ గో టు ది నెక్స్ట్ సూత్ర. అనావృత్తి శబ్దాత్, అనావృత్తి శబ్దాత్, 22nd సూత్ర, 4th చాప్టర్, 555th రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మ సూత్ర. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. This is the last sutra of the last adhikaranam of the last chapter of Brahma Sutra. Means this is the last sutra of Brahma Sutra. And Vyasacharya says that he removes a possible doubt here. In all the previous sutras, we said Upasaka is an Ajnani. Upasaka is not Ajnani. Upasaka is an Ajnani. He is not totally identical with Ishwara and Beda comes. It continues. Because he is an Ajnani. He already said. So we talk about his limitation. So if he is still an Ajnani and still in Beda, naturally he will have Punarjanma and will not return from, and will he not return from Brahmaloka and get Punarjanma? He will. For that Vyasacharya says, no. Because even though he enters as an Ajnani into Brahmaloka, Ajnani into Brahmaloka, even though he is in duality in Brahmaloka, and there in Brahmaloka, he gets Jnanam by the grace of Lord. Teacher is Brahmaji himself or Vishnu, whomsoever it is. And getting direct teaching from Brahmaji in Brahmaloka or from Vishnu in Vishnuloka or Kailasa, Shiva, whatever. Because of that jnanam and at the end of Brahmaloka, pralaya kale, along with Brahman, Hiranyagarbha, he will get Vidhemukti. Pralaya kale, all of them get jnanam and mukti, which gets a new name called Krama Mukti. From Brahmaloka, they will get mukti, that is called Krama Mukti. So, Shabda Pramanam is there for that from Katopanishad, 2nd chapter. థర్డ్ సెక్షన్ 16th మంత్ర. తయోర్ధ్వం ఆయన్ అమృతత్వమేతి ఉత్క్రమణే భవతి. అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ చాందోగ్య బ్రహ్మలోకం అభిసంపత్యతే నచ పునరావర్తతే నచ పునరావర్తతే. 8th చాప్టర్ 15th సెక్షన్ 1st మంత్ర. నచ పునరావర్తతే. సగుణ ఉపాసక డస్ నాట్ రిటర్న్. దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ పాసిబుల్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మలోక యాజ్ స్టార్టెడ్ యాజ్ స్టేటెడ్ ఇన్ ద కఠోపనిషద్ ఎల్స్వేర్ ఆల్సో అట్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రళయ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మలోక క్రమముక్తి హీ గెట్స్. సో యథా ఆదర్శే తదాత్మని. సగుణ ఉపాసక గెట్స్ క్రమముక్తి అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ అనావృత్తి డజన్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. ఇఫ్ యూ డజన్ గెయిన్ నానం హీ విల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. ఆ బ్రహ్మ భువనాల్లో కాదు పునరావర్తి అర్జున, కరెక్ట్. ఇఫ్ హీ డజన్ గెట్ జ్ఞానం, బట్ హియర్ హీ కెన్ గెట్ జ్ఞానం అండ్ హీ కెన్ గెట్ క్రమముక్తి. సో దట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్. నౌ లెట్ సీ ది వర్డ్ అనాలిసిస్ క్విక్లీ. అనావృత్తి శబ్దాత్, అనావృత్తి శబ్దాత్. అనావృత్తి మీన్స్ ద ఉపాసక డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ రీబర్త్. ఆవృత్తి రీబర్త్, పునరావృత్తి అర్జున, దట్ ఆవృత్తి ఈస్ రీబర్త్. Anavritti means no rebirth. That Upasaka, having gained Krama Mukti, is not going to be born again. How do we know? Shabdat. This is known from the Shruti statements. Veda says so. So from that, that is the Pramanam. Nobody can go and see and verify. Pramanam is Shabda Pramanam. Shabda Pramanam is Veda Pramanam. Now let us see the significance of the words. Anavrittihi. Anavrittihi means does not return, which means no punarjanma. No punarjanma for this upasaka. And shabdas, that is known from Shruti. So all these vakyams, statements that we said earlier, they are all to be applied here. So he doesn't have punaravritti, he is not born again. Anavritti is na avritti. Anavritti means na avritti, anavritti. And this is repeated. Anavrittihi, anavrittihi. Anavrittihi shabdat, anavrittihi shabdat. It is repeated. It is repeated why? Because to indicate the end of Brahma Sutra text itself. So normally these are all indicators. When they repeat it, it means that concludes that topic, that particular section, or here the Grantha, Brahma Sutra Grantha itself. So Sutra Avritti is repeated to indicate the end of Brahma Sutra. That is, this is the last Sutra in Brahma Sutra, and this indicates the end of this Brahma Sutra text. So with this, the Brahma Sutra Grantha is also over. So I will like to do a summary of the entire Brahma Sutra tomorrow, so that I will take that nearly a full class to summarize the entire Brahma Sutra. It will be a bird's eye view, so that we will have an idea of what Brahma Sutra talked about, all these various lectures that we had, and we'll get a sense to how to orient ourselves to this Grantha. We will see that tomorrow. यो वेदादौ स्वरप्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य परस्महेश्वरः पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्।